Daryl Razor Ray puts a light on the latest Larcenous saves from the Star's frozen pond every Friday morning at 8:10 with Dunham and Miller. Brought to you by Kellum & Sons, North Texas GMC dealers, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
4:40 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the hard line. Tomorrow is going to be a very big day for all of us here at the Little Ticket, some bigger than others. And hopefully it'll be a big day for some of you out there in the listening audience. Probably bigger for those who have been with us for a while than others, but it is our 10th anniversary. On Jan 24, 1994, the Little Ticket hit the airwaves for the first time. And of course, the big day is Saturday, and we're commemorating the day tomorrow. And it will pretty much be an all-day sucker at the Hard Rock. It will start with us at 11 o'clock. It will go until well into the night. And we're hopeful that a lot of you will stop by. I know we have a lot of people who were around for the start of the radio station online to show up. It'll be good to see all those people again, won't it?
Yes, yes. We saw a dog yesterday.
We sure did.
I'm sure that a lot of the people that have been with us since day one, like you said yesterday, we know who those people are.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people claim that they were there from day one, but we know.
We have our doubts about some of them.
But some of them, there's no question.
Right.
Delwin R., he starts saying that he's been there since day one.
Wouldn't even think of disputing it. We know he had. He was.
John C.?
Same.
Dr. Matt?
Same.
They're there.
Anyway, it's going to be a very big day for us, a very big day for all of us who have been at this thing for all 10 years of it, a very big day for those of us who had other jobs and other endeavors that they left to come over here and jump off this cliff with us 10 years ago. You will hear a lot of things that will be indicative of the way the Little Ticket sounded back in its early days. That should be a lot of fun to hear again. A lot of sounders and jingles and stuff.
You know what? They won't play them for us. I mean, Cat and Mr. Do,
yeah,
who is not a day oneer, by the way.
Well, he certainly seems to have been afforded day one status by the company. I don't understand that.
I'm still upset about that.
He is not a day oneer in the eyes of...
But yet he got a clock.
However, we should have Mr. Do on. We've got to have him on tomorrow. Because even though he is not a day oneer, he was around from day one. But he had a very interesting perspective on it all.
Right. He thought we were going to fail.
What, he hated me?
He hated all of us.
Well, he was made to hate all of us.
You know what? So it was funny.
He let you guys use the equipment and stuff?
Ran me off of a typewriter.
Right.
I was typing something.
He was the typewriter Nazi.
To get off that typewriter. And he made Mark Folliwell cut short a phone call.
Yes. That was his job.
And he's not a real jackass. He's a nice guy.
Oh, he's the sweetest guy in the world.
Well, why would he treat you guys that way?
Because he was told to.
And you know what was funny about him was that, you know, because he's kind of like us. He's kind of got our sick sense of humor, you know?
Right.
And so about 3 weeks into it, where he was told to hate us and well, don't let them guys do anything, and,
well,
you know, we don't want them around
here. Let's just save the story for tomorrow.
It is a good...
But this is a real good story. This will be one of the many good stories that will be told tomorrow.
You know what's going to be the hardest thing about tomorrow is all the stuff we're not going to be able to tell.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have basically, what, 8 hours, 9 hours on the air?
Yeah.
There is no way we can even begin to get all the stuff that we'd like to get in on.
So it's going to be a very big day. It's going to be a fun time. There will be a Dodge truck in it for somebody. And I believe that we're going to give away a couple more keys that could start that Dodge truck tomorrow.
There will be two more keys given out tomorrow.
Yes. Those are the last two left. There will be 10 keys out there. Hopefully, everybody who has one of those keys will show up, and one of them's going to start that Dodge truck, and if yours starts it, you win it.
And aren't we also going to have a Super P1 person contest or something?
Yes, they've got something strung together where they're going to try and identify the P1 of all time.
And
or
whoever wins that, you get tickets to the Super Bowl.
So Ray Whaley's going to the Super Bowl.
Or is he?
No, you know what? Because even if he is, we'd wrong him. Nobody gets screwed over more than that guy.
Might be the Stanford blowhard.
You won't allow that to happen.
You know what? He's been there with us.
Damn right.
He's been there with us since day one. That's another day one.
Well, I don't know who that's going to be. It could be either of them. It might be somebody else who doesn't come quite so readily to mind as they do.
You know, I never mind coming to work because I love my job. But I can't tell you, Ron, when's the last time that I've been looking more forward to a show than tomorrow. I am really, really looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just been thinking a lot about what we've done here these last 10 years, and it is daunting to think about where we were and how far down the road we are and what we've built here. And, I mean, not to pat ourselves on the back, even though that's what we're doing and it's probably what we're going to do all day tomorrow, but, hey, it's our day. Deal with it.
You know what? We've been doing it for 10 years. And if we don't pat ourselves on the back, nobody else is going to.
So hopefully everybody will join us out at the Hard Rock tomorrow. It should be a whole lot of fun. Coming up next, we have a story which pertains to the Japanese, the great game of baseball, and gay porn. All in one, next here on The Ticket.